from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
These are the new leads.
Now look, I need the leads.
These are the Glengarry leads.
2 lead cards for tonight, 2 lead cards for tomorrow.
Why give him the good leads?
He's got the leads.
He's got the leads.
He's got the good leads.
The whole thing is the leads.
They stole the Glengarry leads.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
It's time for the leads. The most famous boot of Independence Day week belongs to Dak Prescott, who was seen in a walking boot on the old X, formerly known as Twitter, on Wednesday. In a walking boot while on vacation in Cabo. Now, here's what I can tell you about Cabo. I don't want to be in a walking boot if I'm in Cabo. I want to be on the beach. I want to be in the water. I'm okay with being on the boat. I'd rather be on the beach than in the water. But I sure as hell do not want to be in a boot.
No.
And the panic that ensued. Oh my God, why is Dak in a boot? Well, according to the Dallas Cowboys, it was a minor right foot sprain that only temporarily required a walking boot. Team does not say how he suffered the injury. We don't know if this was a Carlos Correa-esque injury that was done in the dungeon, or, you know, if he was just doing whatever and stepped off a curb or something like that. Now, of course, Prescott suffered a compound fracture and dislocation of his right ankle in 2020, but has not had an ankle injury since. Dak, in the final year of his deal that will pay him $29 million, he is looking for the Buku Bucks. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to pay him, but I know what happens if they don't, and they will be ass. Number two, Ryan Garcia back in the news again for all the wrong reasons. Garcia, who recently had a victory over Devin Haney overturned because cheater PEDs. Well, he was on the socials and the medias making very inappropriate comments, using racial slurs, disparaging both African Americans and Muslims. In something he live streamed on social media, the WBC has banned him. WBC President Mauricio Sulaiman announced yesterday he is out of the WBC. They will not recognize him. They will not sanction him. He no longer exists to them. Suleiman wrote, "We reject any form of discrimination. I fear for Ryan's well-being." Ryan, not Ryan's, Ryan. Well-being, as he has declined multiple attempts for our help with mental health and substance abuse. Garcia is already serving a one-year suspension from the New York State Athletic Commission after he tested positive for PEDs in a suspension that is retroactive to April 20th when he fought Devin Haney. Haney had mentioned after the fight, you know, he was surprised how strong Garcia was. And then we found out why. Garcia, who is 25, was also arrested on felony vandalism charges last month after a Beverly Hills hotel accused him of causing $15,000 in damages. This dude is on the train to hell. And it's sad because, you know, he's not a transcendent boxer, but he's a really good boxer. And he's going to ruin his career before it takes off because he's a moron. Can't fix stupid. Could the U.S. women's national basketball team have a new member? Injury replacements are a real thing. And Nafisa Collier left last night's game with a foot injury. She plays for the Minnesota Lynx. And with about 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, she took herself out of her game against the Connecticut Sun. Did not return. She was the MVP of the Commissioner's Cup Final, which the Lynx won on June 25th. She was named to her second U.S. Women's National Team basketball for the Olympics earlier in June. Her coach said she did not have an update on Collier's status. Collier, this game, because she left early, broke her streak of 29 straight games scoring in double figures.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
She is a forward. If she is not able to play, could Angel Reese, who currently is on a WNBA record 11-game double-double streak, looking for her 12th straight double-double tonight, could Angel Reese pick up the spot on the U.S. Women's National Team? If Collier can't go, to me, Reese would be a no-brainer to take that spot.
Yes, but I also feel like Boston would have a better shot. I feel like Aliyah Boston may have a little better shot at it, but you could make an argument for either one to really make it, and it wouldn't be that difference of a, you know, okay, this makes sense, this doesn't make sense.
You know, the Fever have been a lot better since Aaliyah Boston got on the same page with Caitlin Clark. And I know there is not a day that goes by you can't get a highlight film of all the beautiful passes Caitlin Clark has thrown her teammates that they butterfingers.
Mm-hmm.
But Boston has been a lot better since she and Clark have kind of gotten on the same page. But I think it's hard to dismiss the magnetism of Angel Reese.
Oh, absolutely.
I think if this was a guard, Caitlin Clark would be a no-brainer. But because we're talking about a forward, I don't think they should make the same mistake twice.
Mm-hmm.
You already blew it, not putting Caitlin Clark on the team. Don't blow it again if you need to replace a forward and not make it Angel Reese.
I will say, I got to see her up close and personal this past March. She's a beast. She is an unstoppable force. And, you know, people make the argument that, yes, she has a lot of rebounds, partly because she misses so many shots, so she's getting her own rebound constantly. You take those out, she's still getting a double-double regardless.
You know what? She's got a lot of junkyard dog in her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of players who have that. I mean, she's got a mentality of she will fight you. And I don't mean like physically fight you, although she might.
Right.
But she will fight you for every board. She gets under there and she's ready to slam elbows and bang bodies and she's ready to be physical. Angel Reese, I mean, for all the smack talk that goes with her and Caitlin Clark and how she seems to do all the smack talking and Caitlin seems to do all the I'm above this, that does not change the fact Angel Reese is a badass.
Oh, absolutely.
And do not mistake her heel persona for the fact that she is not one of the top 15 players in the league. She absolutely is.
Without a doubt.
Lionel Messi nearly cost his team at Copa America when a game between Argentina and Ecuador went to penalty kicks and Messi stunk off the crossbar. Leo Messi missed a kick. But Emi Martinez, who is now gone from historical figure to mythical figure as a goalkeeper for Argentina, stoning guys left and right during PKs so that Argentina could win 4-2 on PKs and advance to the semis of Copa America. Angel Mena and Alan Minda got absolutely stuffed by Martinez, whose legend just continues, saving Messi from a very tarnishable evening. All hail the goalies. And our final one involves a local guy here in Texas, Dakarian Moore. The number one wide receiver in the 2025 class. Wide receiver out of Duncanville, Texas. Has committed. Not to Texas. Not to A&M. Not to LSU. Not even to Ohio State. No. 5'11", 185-pound star. He's committed to the Oregon Ducks. I got to tell you, when I saw this, my first reaction was, A, Pete Thamel was right. Because there was a tweet that Pete Thamel put out and then immediately deleted that said he was going to Oregon. Then there was another tweet that Dakarian Moore put out and said, who's Pete Thamel? Bruh, you know damn well who Pete Thamel is. He's one of the biggest college football guys in the country. You know damn well who he is. But then the confirmation. How does a Texas guy wind up at Oregon? You know, we say this about California kids, right? If you're a Cali kid and you're not at a Cali school, you're not any good. Because, like, the SEC teams should never be stealing Cali kids from USC or UCLA or you know, or those type of schools. Like, what used to be the Pac-12. If you're a big time Texas kid, how the hell are you getting out of Texas?
Big Ten money.
SEC money. You could play in the Big Ten and not go to freaking Oregon.
True.
I mean, is it, you know, they're a little lax on the puff puff pass? You know, maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But to me, this is a monster fail by UT, by A&M, by Baylor, by TCU, by LSU, because LSU might as well be a Texas school.
Right.
How do you not nail a kid from Duncanville right here in his backyard? How does Oklahoma or Oklahoma State not nail that kid? You let him go to freaking Oregon? I mean, I know Uncle Phil's got some, you know, some money and some funky shoes and all, but it's Oregon. There's nothing to do there. I can't imagine cow tipping is all that great a sport for a kid who's the number three recruit of an entire class. But Tekorian Moore is going to Oregon, and that is a phenomenal get for the Ducks.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.